Surfing is an art. To learn how to surf, you need to master some basic tips. Same with serving Christ. To get it right, you need to master some basic tips. In fact, when you look at surfing waves and serving Christ side by side, you realize that the same tips apply. Let me show you what I mean. First tip, get a board. Sounds obvious, doesn't it? But it's the most basic tip to surfing. Without a board, you can't surf. You can body surf, but that's not the same, is it? Having a board will enable you to get to the back line and catch any wave you want. In the same way, in order to serve Christ, you first need a relationship with Christ. Some people think that following Christ is just a bunch of rules that we follow to try and make us a better person. They think of it like some kind of moralistic religion. But in fact, Christianity is not a religion at all. It's a relationship with Christ. In the same way that an improving surfer learns to be in sync with their board, so a growing Christian learns to be in sync with Christ. As they get to know him, they learn to flow with him, move with him. The Bible says, God's divine power has given us everything we need for a radically different kind of life. And this comes through our relationship with Christ. Trying to live this radical life without a relationship with Christ is like trying to surf without a board. It's impossible. Second tip, put your leash on. One of the amazing things about the earlier surfers is that they didn't use leashes. They'd be separated from their boards every time they wiped out. Nowadays, we can leash ourselves to our boards. And if we've got a good leash, the last thing we need to worry about is that we will lose our boards. In the same way, as Christians, we can relax in the fact that once Christ takes hold of your life, he will never let you go. No matter how much you tumble in some of the freak set trials of life, you can relax. Christ has got hold of you, and he holds on tight. When you're under the water and it feels like you can't hold on any longer, you just pull on that leash. It will take you up. That leash is your lifeline. Jesus said, "To all those who trust in me, I give eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." No matter how difficult things get, don't doubt this one fact. If you have put your faith in Christ, then Christ has taken hold of your life. He is your lifeline, now and forever. And no trial, nor amount of time, nor doubt, nor darkness can separate you. Listen to the words of a man who trusted in Christ. He wrote, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Talk about an unsnappable leash. Tip 3. Wax up so that you don't wipe out. Every surfer knows what it feels like to waste a good wave because you slip off for not having enough wax. In the same way, if you're going to grow as a Christian, you need to learn how to not fall into temptation. We need to get a good grip on what God wants us to do and on what he doesn't want us to do. Then we give ourselves to that. We need to remain standing. The Bible calls a failure to do God's will sin. Although sin cannot end our relationship with God, it can damage it. Every time we sin, it hurts our relationship with God, which means that we lose some of the peace and the joy that comes from being close to God. Now, sin may seem attractive, but the pleasure it brings is short-lived. One way of thinking of it is like this. Sin is like chocolate-coated vomit. It promises so much, but it delivers little. It's much better to stay standing in obedience to God than to wipe out in disobedience. When we do God's will, we experience closeness to him, as well as the joy and the peace that comes with that. So wax up your life and stay standing in obedience to God. Besides, wipeouts waste good waves. Tip 4. If you wipe out, get back on your board. Surfing takes time to learn. No one becomes a ripper without first being a kook for some time. And kooks wipe out lots. But just because you fall off doesn't mean you should give up. Get back on your board and keep trying. Serving Christ is like that. The only way to get to a place where you serve God consistently well is to first be a spiritual kook where you serve God, well, not that well. It takes time to grow up spiritually. It takes time to grow your trust, to grow your obedience. All Christians face some setbacks and failures and regrets from time to time. But don't give up. The Bible says, if any Christian admits their sin to God, God is ready to forgive them and cleanse them from that sin. And if anyone sins, we have Jesus Christ standing before God and reminding him that our sins have been dealt with on the cross. And don't let feelings of guilt make you give up. Don't believe the devil when he comes to you and he says, you suck at following Jesus. You might as well give up. Christ will teach you how to stand. If you wipe out, no matter how many times, go back to Christ, experience his forgiveness afresh, and get back on the board. Tip 5. Immerse yourself in surf mags and DVDs. Surfers who are improving read stacks of mags and watch stacks of DVDs. This helps us learn more about surfing and inspires us to surf better and to try things we haven't yet tried. In the same way, if we're going to serve Christ better, we need to get into the Bible. In it, you will find out who God is, how he has reached out to us through Jesus, how he wants to work in our lives, what he wants to say to us, how he wants to change us and use us. We should try to read it every day. We should memorize some verses in it. We should listen to people who teach it and preach it. Any gap to get deeper into the Word and to get the Word deeper into us is time well spent. The Bible is the main way that God speaks to us. To keep the Bible shut is about the best way to keep your ears shut to what God wants to show you and say to you. In my early days of surfing, I devoured every surf tip, article, book, website, or DVD I could. Surf tips help you surf better. Still today, many of those tips ring in my head. Similarly, in my early years of serving Christ, I devoured every Sunday message or book or conversation with a buddy that gave me some tips for better following Christ. Here's something interesting. When you look at surfing waves and serving Christ side by side, you realize that the same tips apply. Let me show you what I mean. Tip 6. Learn to work with the wave's power. The most common error in surfing is to surf onto the shoulder, too far from the power pocket of the wave. Learn to cut back to that pocket. That's where the thrill and the power is. The power that will enable you to generate speed and do moves. In the same way, the most common mistake Christians make is to rely on our own strength and try to do things in our own power and wisdom. But God has given us the Holy Spirit. He comes and lives inside of us when we trust in Christ. And he gives us the power we need to love God and serve him and obey him. We need to stop relying on ourselves and cut back to the power pocket of the Spirit. Though the Spirit lives inside of us, it doesn't mean we've learned to depend on the Spirit's power. As we draw close to God in prayer, as we listen to what he says to us in the Word, and as we learn to depend on God for wisdom and strength, we start to see more of the power of the Spirit in our lives. Jesus said it like this, "You will receive power when the Spirit of God comes upon you." Tip 7. Find some surf buddies. Surfing is much safer with friends. If you were to get into trouble, your buddies could rescue you. Surfing is also much more fun with friends. There's one thing better than doing a big move, and that's doing a big move with your buddy on the shoulder hooting for you. And our surfing is also pushed by buddies who are going for moves we haven't yet tried. In the same way, if you want to grow closer to God and to serve Jesus better, you need some Christian friends who you're part of a church with. It's safer to have Christian friends. If we're isolated, We easily give up on following Jesus when we're tempted or down. But Christian buddies can encourage us to stay standing. And it's more fun to have Christian friends. We can hoot encouragements at each other when we're doing well. And we grow more when we have Christian friends who inspire us in the way they trust God no matter what, in the way they love God more than anything else. The Bible says, don't get into the bad habit of missing church. As we draw closer and closer to the end of the world, we need encouragement from fellow believers more and more. On that point, if let's say on a Sunday you ever had to choose between surfing the waves of the sea at the beach or surfing the waves of the Spirit at a church, you know what God would want you to do. Besides, there's plenty other times to surf. Tip 8. Watch experienced surfers. The best way to get good at surfing is to watch some surfers who are more experienced and better than you at surfing. Keep your eye on them and learn how they do it. Also, get some advice from them. Ask them to give you feedback, some tips to take your surfing to the next level. It's the same with following Jesus. To get better at serving Christ, you need some role models and coaches. Most times, in a church family, the pastors and preachers can help you in this way. It's also important to make some friends with more mature Christians who you can talk to and who can help you. And being involved in a small group or going away on camps are brilliant times for this. With great privilege comes great responsibility. The moment you become a surfer, whether you realize it or not, you represent all surfers everywhere. You become an ambassador for surfing. For example, if you act like an idiot, people will think surfers are idiots. It's the same for those who serve Christ. The moment we become a Christian, we begin to represent Christ to the world. That's a great privilege and a great responsibility. That's why it's dumb to, let's say, sleep around or get smashed or to swear. Instead, without losing the deep wildness that runs through the veins of most surfers, we need to live godly lives. We need to treat people well in and out of the water. We need to harness our passions in ways that please Christ. The Bible says, God made right with a sinful world through the death of his Son. And now we're Christ's ambassadors, and God uses us to invite others to get right with him by trusting in Christ. One of the coolest things we get to do is to introduce other people to Jesus. And we shouldn't be ashamed of him any more than a surfer is ashamed of surfing. We find the most amazing thing, a relationship with God. And if we care about people, we'll tell others about Jesus and his plan to come into their lives. This doesn't mean we get all preachy. We can help others find Jesus in totally non-freaky ways. We can pray for them. We can share stories of the difference Jesus is making in our lives. We can give them a Bible or a copy of On the Rocks. We could invite them to stuff where they'll hear about Jesus for themselves. Tip 10. When the lip throws, pull in. The first few barrels a surfer pulls into are usually scary. The lip starts to throw, and instead of turning straight or freaking out and jumping off, we need to pull in and hold our line until, however long it takes, we come out. And when we do this right, the very lip that looked like it was going to wipe us out turns out to be the tube we ride. Same with following Christ. There will be times when things get tough. Life may be sucking. We might have problems with people. We might be confused or discouraged or worried. And it might feel like God has forgotten about us. But when life throws a lip like that, don't turn straight or freak out. Rather pull in and persevere and trust God. The Bible says, every Christian faces a test which comes over them from time to time. But God is faithful. It might feel like it, but he won't allow you to be tested beyond what you can handle. He will provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Wow! The very test that life throws at you, or should I say over you, can become an opportunity to trust God, to pull in, to hold your line, and eventually to come out on the other side. It may be overwhelming at the time, but eventually you'll look back and see how God used a bad time to do a whole bunch of good stuff in our lives. Eventually, we'll be spat out of that trial and tribulation, and we'd have experienced God's faithfulness. Next time the lip throws, pull in.